This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to get to this right away because there's much to cover. In Ezekiel 44, verse 23, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane. It's a preacher's job to make distinction between that which is holy and profane. That which is just and that which is unjust, okay? That which is righteous and that which is unrighteous. Because when you make distinction in reference to God's moral law, someone's right and someone's wrong. Someone's abiding by the laws and someone's breaking the laws, transgressing the laws. With that said, that's our job. That's not only the church's job, but it's also the government's job. And we can see clearly that the lines have been blurred. The way to make things clear is to make reference to God's moral law and to make reference to the Constitution, the same way that you would make a distinction concerning what would show the deviation concerning the crooked stick in that one. Of a straight stick. Well, when you lay a straight stick next to the deviated stick, the straight stick is going to expose the deviated ones. Okay? Just for the record. Now, I want to make clear on what I'm talking about here because we're going to be talking about school shooters, and then I'm going to take it over to our forefathers facing off with what you're hearing today. Okay? School shooters on anti-Christian, as they call it, the left. Again, here, friends, these are the grown-ups. Folks, if you're wondering what happened to our world and what's happening to our world, just look to the grown-ups of the day, okay? And when we look to the children, we can see that wisdom is justified by her children. Can you imagine what we're going to have to deal with in the up-and-coming days if we don't get this right? We just seen a school shooting not too long ago. As a matter of fact, this was just reported on May 8th of 2019. Devon Erickson, an 18-year-old kid, is one of the two suspects taken into custody for the fatal shooting of up-and-coming Colorado STEM school, okay? The other is a minor whose name has not been released. It's a minor who, according to law enforcement sources, is a biological female transitioning into a male. Luke 7:35 tells us that wisdom is justified by our children. Folks, our young people are confused today because of what the older generations have thrown on to the younger generations. That's just the bottom line, okay? You complain about them all you want, some of you, but keep in mind they're your mere reflection. And if you see a problem and you don't right your brother's or your sister's problem by at least giving them the knowledge to make distinction between right and wrong, well, then you're a part of the problem as well, okay? The other is a minor whose name has not been released concerning the school shooting in that of Colorado. A minor who, according to law enforcement sources, is a biological female transitioning into a male. I did a show not too long ago on Peter Buttigieg, where he was literally blaming God. If you got a problem with me being a sodomite, he said, go ahead and talk to my creator about it. as if to suggest it's God's fault, as if to suggest God has made a mistake somehow or another. No, it's your corrupt, reprobate choices in which you make that you're going to be accountable for on Judgment Day, like it or not. And if Americans were in love with the God that they say they do serve, they would enforce his law and they would understand today rather than waiting before they're judged and then they end up in hell. You know, America, I would lay to your candor, where's the love? You know, the Bible talks about in the end days, in the end times, that the love of many will wax cold. Yeah, because they're workers of lawlessness. And that's exactly right. The church doesn't make reference to the law anymore. No, they think the law's been done away with. No, Christ fulfilled the law. Think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill, Matthew 5, is what he said. And then go to Romans 3:31, where you magnify the law through faith, right? He was a preacher of circumcision, Romans 15:8. Now, getting back to this school shooting in Colorado, a young man posted that there's a picture of the car that was used before the school shooting. Car towed from STEM shooting suspect's home has on the side of it F Society. Why would they say that? Spray painted on the side. He also had 666 and what it looks like concerning a pentagram sprayed on the hood of his car. Well, listen, if they're not going to serve the Lord, they're going to serve the devil. And these young people are just serving the devil blatantly, unabashedly, to their own demise, but they just don't know the difference. That's really what it comes down to. A student, Kendrick Castillo, was shot dead trying to protect other students. Erickson is apparently an anti-Christian hater. This is a young homosexual, sodomite. Erickson is apparently an anti-Christian hater of long standing. He's always hated Christians. Listen to what he said. This is Devon Erickson's Twitter account. You know what I hate? All these Christians who hate gays. I don't hate gays. I love gays. Okay, just as much as I love fornicators and adulterers and liars and the such. All those that have transgressed God's moral law, which is everybody. I love you all enough to tell you the truth. Hate doesn't tell the truth, Devon. Love tells the truth. It's just a love that some don't want to hear, and apparently this young man just happened to be one of those young men that just didn't want to hear the truth. That sets him free. The truth will make you free, the Bible tells us, right? John 8:36. Now, I also want you to understand Martin Luther, the great reformer. And listen to what he had to say here. You want to talk about spiritual understanding and spiritual revelation and the holding the mind of Christ. Here it is. He said that my love is not to be so merciful as to be tolerant to endure false doctrine. Listen again. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, I'm not permitted to let my love be so merciful as to tolerate and to endure false doctrine. How many people today withhold the cross? How many people today withhold the law that gives the sinner the knowledge of his sin that he might repent and be driven to the foot of the cross where the law can do no more? Galatians 3:24. Where is this love today? I talk about this quite a bit, friends, but I hear people profess their love. You know, Jesus said, and this is the best way to explain it, right out of the Master's mouth. You know, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. You know, and these are the same people that talk much of love, and they know very little of it. Again, Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, I am not permitted to let my love be so merciful as to tolerate and endure false doctrine. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Welcoming my friends on live chat right now. Welcome to the show. Friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also go over to the store or the membership page. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to store or membership. We appreciate your support. Without it, we cannot remain. Also, wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over onto my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, Double E Bradley Dean. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. YouTube, check it out, friends. Got a brand new video out there of three little men, the sons of the the Black Earl Regiment. It is second to none. You got to check it out. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Okay, check out the brand new video. It's called The Sons of the Black Earl Regiment. You're going to love that website page. As well, friends, there's several hundred videos bringing about results to America's issues if you're willing to take it to them. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's just simply, well, to simply put, right? We follow the Christ here for those that did not know. Now you know. Ready to rock this? I am too. Ready to rock this boat? Yep. I'm not permitted to let my love be so merciful as to tolerate and endure false doctrine. That's right. And as a preacher and as Christians, it's all of our job, by the way, to make distinction. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane. And the only way we can do that is making reference to God's moral law, His Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on. I'm talking about a young man named Devin Erickson who recently tweeted, "You know what I hate? All these Christians who hate gays. Yet in the Bible, if it says, he said, in Deuteronomy 17, 12 through 13, if someone doesn't do what their priests tell them to do, they are supposed to die. Well, if you look at Scripture, friends, and if you look at how we were set up as a nation, we were originally set up on, guess what? Canon law, ecclesiastical law. And we still are. It's called common law. I bring this up quite a bit, but it's important for you to make distinction. This, again, is why you see representatives put their hands on the Bible, saying they will uphold the law. And this is why you see Moses and John Locke quotes and Charles D. Montesquieu quotes and others make reference to God. Like John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin, when they said, those that do not resist tyrants are going to be in disobedience towards God. And it's just that simple. It really is. But bringing this into perspective, he said, if someone doesn't do what their priest tells them to do, they are supposed to die. It has plenty of crazy stuff like that, but all they get out of it is gays. He's just a confused kid. The two students accused of opening fire on classmates at their Denver high school have been revealed as an 18-year-old boy and a young girl. Okay. They're acknowledging that she is a girl, okay? I'm sorry, that he is a girl. And authorities say that the 18-year-old student who was shot dead was due to graduate in just 3 days. Devin Erickson, 18, and a juvenile female, you see how this works? It's the older adults, the older generation teaching these kids, and this is why they're confused. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. They were taken into custody following the shooting at STEM School Highlands Ranch in Denver on Tuesday afternoon. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said they had initially believed the female shooter was a male based on appearances and were not able to confirm her gender until an interview had taken place. I mean, folks, how twisted. How twisted. And who's advocating for this, friends? The less than 1.7% of the population. You know, these are the people saying they want to be left alone, too, by the way. You know, and as they come out of the closet, the professors, the professed Christians go into the closet. Cowards. And the professors in the church today are the greatest advocates of the sodomite lifestyle. Why? Because they refuse to preach out against the sins of sodomy. In every state, by the way, it is considered a felony. Again, just for the record. With that said, I want to jump over to this, because, again, they're on a gun ban run is what they are. They're on a run for your guns, friends. And I wrote an article called Forefathers Face Off with Modern Politicians. Americans, the Second Amendment is a God-given right, not a privilege. When you look at what the law says compared to what you're hearing, you know, the fact of the matter is, friends, for a better way of saying it, everybody that runs counter to the Constitution that call themselves representatives, they need to be removed lawfully for even suggesting any sort of gun registration, any sort of transgression, even to the smallest jot or tittle of your Second Amendment rights, because it says shall not be infringed, shall not be violated, but yet they do it. And that's not what they're there for. They're there for two friends, ensure our rights, not to tear them away. But Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention, said in 1788, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. This is what your forefathers said, okay? And I'm linking this school shooting to this because this is exactly what they need. They, as they said, remember Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel, the criminal that calls himself a mayor in Chicago? He said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're waiting in the wings for another crisis to take place like this. And by the way, if there's not a crisis that happens, they'll make it happen, or they'll help make it happen. We have a history of that today because the American people haven't learned that in many cases there's false flag attacks going on in their country. They're created attacks to further what? Strip you of your God-given rights. But let me go back to this. Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention, said in 1788, to that of what you hear from your said representatives today, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Why are they trying to disarm the American people? I mean, with all of that, what is going on here, and these anti-gunner politicians, again, surrounded by armed security detail, working hard for their special interest groups rather than, again, upholding the U.S. Constitution, again, the U.S. Constitution, which they swore an oath to uphold, instead, and using the tactic of necessity based off of some tragedy or massacre, which in many cases are induced false flag attacks and events, just like I said, conspired black ops. Read Jeremiah 11:9. It's very scriptural. One must understand the methods and the language of their enemies, and until you do, friends, they're going to continuously deceive you. They're going to further wield your chains. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. William Pitt the Younger, speech in the House of Commons, November 18th, 1783. You know, I was just thinking, too, and I'm just trying to paint a picture here the best that I can with the help of the Holy Ghost. It's interesting that when a school shooting occurs, who shows up? Who shows up, friends? Armed men. You know, it's also interesting to note that these school shootings and so many shootings that are prevalent in the news today, if they're not on dangerous psychotropic drugs, they're in gun-free zones. As if to suggest they don't know, namely the criminals don't know that they're gun-free zones. Of course they do. That's why you're an easy prey when you're in them. Okay? And schools being just that today. Thomas Jefferson said, letter to James Madison, January 30th, 1787, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. I understand what he's saying, but it must be right, not wrong. It must be just, not unjust. Furthermore, when you look to the anti-gunner politicians and their methods, one must ask where they derive their delegated authority to encroach upon the God-given rights of the American people. This is something, folks, this is the very IV that should be brought into the veins of every American, into the hearts of every American. When they call for anything that is unconstitutional, the American people need to rise up and begin to ask the question, rather than playing the game with Fox and CNN, friends. They need to begin, the people in this country need to begin to ask their said representatives, where did you derive your just authority to implement that which is unconstitutional, in which you call policy, not law? Again, Americans must come to terms that the corrupt politicians are not the type that you can help or rehabilitate. Listen to me. They're not the type that you can help or rehabilitate. They're the type that you must lawfully remove. Or again, if you don't want to do that, then at length you're going to lose your God-given rights. You know, someone just said to my wife the other day, which has nothing to do with us, it's something that may happen in the future. And it was a threat to the liberties of our children. And she stood up and she took it all the way in and she says, well, listen, if I don't do something about this, which is going to affect our children, then I'm just as bad as the preceding generation. And she went and righted the wrong. Isn't that what we should all be doing? Well, the way that we do it in modern day, in the present, friends, is by dealing with corrupt politicians. And that would mean 99% of what you see out there right now, friends, needs to be lawfully removed and replaced. That's not an exaggeration. It's not an embellishment. And that's not
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. With many more states considering bills to follow Alabama and Georgia in passing strict abortion bans, Planned Parenthood President Dr. Leanna Wynn says women have the right to be upset.
Women in this country are paying attention. We are outraged. We know who is standing up for us and our health care and who wants to take away our rights.
And Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says conservatives and the religious right have launched a war on abortion rights.
Right now, all across this nation, there is a well-funded attack coordinated by right-wing extremists to deny women the right to control their own bodies and their own futures.
Within the next week or so, Missouri's governor plans to sign a bill restricting abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to pull up Tim out of South Carolina really quick. Welcome to the show, my friend. You there, Tim? Hello? Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're just going to keep rocking this thing until we get a better connection there. With that said, friends, what we're talking about right now, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Right now I'm covering the very fact that these school shooters, friends, were two sodomites. One was a girl that thought she was a boy. She was in transition. And then we had another one that was calling all Christians haters. You know, this is like the frog calling the prince ugly, right? This is like the devil calling the Lord, the holy and just God, unjust, or, who demonstrated his love on Calvary for the sins of the world to redeem them back unto the Father through his sacrifice. How they suggest that that's hate in any sense of the word, it means that they have their fingers on their eyeballs. They don't want to see the truth for what it is because they don't want to repent. They hate the truth. And when they say that, you know, we're haters, the fact of the matter is, wait a second, I'm sticking my neck out there for you to tell you what those false whores and hirelings in the pulpits refuse to tell you, and namely the Word of God, which brings about repentance. And the Holy Ghost can only work with that when I give you a knowledge of your sin, Romans 3:20. Right? And without that, you're not going to know the difference. And this is why you're confused. I'm bringing the light in to expose the darkness. And it's for you to adhere to the light and repent. Okay? Because when the Holy Ghost comes, what he does is he convicts of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And what they do is they feel the conviction of their sins, and then they blame it on God for the choices that they're making. That's not going to fly, friends. That's just not going to fly. So regardless of what the case may be here, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And might I add, too, friends, this school shooting that took place at this STEM school in Colorado, the fact that one of them was a homosexual and the other one was a transgender, was transitioning from male to female, friends. Female transitioning to male, forgive me. They didn't want you to know that. They didn't want you to know that at all. And I've done shows where I've showed you statistically who these people are. And by the way, during the last segment, I was using the word sensationalized, okay? I didn't get it out. I got stuck on sensationalized. Forgive me. these people, again, these people that I'm talking about right now, again, I love this. You could transport them to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. I got Tim in South Carolina. Welcome to the show. We had a bad connection first time around. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, no, I'm worked up over a lot of things, you know that. But you know, one of the things that we need to make clear to people, obviously, is that there is no transition from male to female or female to male. These people are deluded. They're mutilating their bodies because they're dishonoring their bodies, as Romans 1 tells us, because they're at war with their creator. That's the issue. And the sad reality is moms and dads, teachers, people in their lives don't love them enough to say, look, you've got a wrong view of things, and you need to be corrected about that. And instead, that kind of thinking, which is really love, it's pointing them back to, look, biology shows you all of this. You're really this. You're being deceived by the deceiver, right? And instead of doing that, they coddle them, and they tell them, nope, you're just fine the way you are. And they continue to encourage them in their delusion. And then the deceiver comes along and says, well, you need to start offing all the people who disagree with you.
Well, that's, and Tim, to be honest with you, that's why when you look at the Homosexual Manifesto, which was brought forth and inserted into the congressional record back in 1987 by Michael Swift, you see a small group of people that I'm highlighting right now, the 1.7% of the population, running to the public schools now with the permission of the parents because they've bought onto the fact that they can't help themselves and they were born that way. Well, you're looking at where this is falling from. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And those apples that are falling, if you look at the tree, it's the tree running to bear more fruit just like them. They're the ones coddling them. And it's the people that stand by and do nothing about it that are feeding in through their apathy, causing the confusion in which we're seeing in this country today. Our anatomy teaches us right from wrong. God didn't make a mistake. The choices that they're making is the fruit of them making mistakes, and they refuse to do so because they're taught to do the very things that they're doing today.
No, I agree. I totally agree. And then it comes to the issue of the church. And some people say, well, I don't agree with that. And, you know, I hold to the Bible. Well, good. That's great. But I deal with people even, you know, when you and I talk about issues of dealing even in the political sphere and what's allowed to go on. And you watch the church defend the guy who signs the legislation to murder more American people through abortion. And they say, well, yep, he doesn't have line item veto. And I go, if you're a person of conscience and you know that you send $1 billion to somebody to do that, it's the same mentality. As so goes the church, so goes the culture. And the church has lost her way. She's become like, you know, Old Testament Israel so many times, being godless and, you know, having Ichabod written over her because she draws near to God with her lips, but her heart's far from God. And that's the real issue. If the church would just stand up, like you were saying earlier in the show, if the church would stand up, this is what just getting under my skin so bad. If the church would repent, I mean, they quote Chronicles like it's, you know, a magic wand or something, but they never turn from their wicked ways and do the right thing. If they would do that, if they would do that and they would really stand up together, dude, I mean, we would see such a tremendous impact because, one, God would be honored in that, And God isn't going to let his word fall to the ground like that if his people are going to stand up. He's going to stand up for them. He's going to heal their land the way he said he would. But the church won't prove it because they say, well, people just won't listen. They don't believe God will change hearts anymore, man.
They'll listen, Tim, and they're going to listen after the fact. I guarantee you, once a people are overthrown, the first thing that's going through their minds is, I wish I would have when I had the time to do it. And you look at even going back to some of these intern camps or these gulags, as they might call them, or concentration camps. I bet there was a lot of people in those camps that were repenting at that point, and the Lord was at that point saying, no, you had your opportunity. And you failed to take it, and now here you are. I don't like, just on a personal note, I don't like when say, and I know you didn't mean it this way, Tim, but I hear it a lot. You know, if the church would just repent. You know, the fact of the matter is the church has repented, Tim, and it's not the church that needs to repent. It's those that call themselves Christians that play the hypocrites that need to repent, and they fail to repent, and they deserve their just recompense, and they're getting it even today in America. And if they want to refuse to see what's going on in their country, you know what? That's their bad. I hope the Lord holds to the very word in our time that he will be merciful to the righteous. And I hope that he repays the guilty to their face. I mean, otherwise, I would be unjust to say otherwise. And I don't believe that a lot of innocent people deserve the judgments that are going to fall upon this country. And we'll see how this all plays out. The Lord knows better. I'm not calling into question any of his words, but I'm just sick and tired of looking at the professed church claiming to be something that they are not, Tim, because they are not Christians. It's a lack thereof.
No, and I agree. And that's exactly what I was getting at. When there's a covenant made, that covenant has blessings and cursings. And when I speak of the church, I'm talking about what we see. And you talked about the professed church. That's what I'm talking about. The people who are repentant are the real believers. They're the real Israel, if you will. When Paul says there are those who are of Israel who are not of Israel who are Israel. And so I completely get that. And that's what I'm saying. If the church will stand up, and some of them are, there's no doubt that many are. You know, even as God told Elijah, he said, I've got 7,000 people who have bowed the knee to Baal. And there are some who aren't doing that. They aren't bowing the knee to Baal. They have repented. They have stood up. But boy, if we'd have all those who profess the name of Christ do what they say they claim they believe instead of justifying themselves or justifying the sin that goes around them or the political jersey that the guy they idolize wear, boy, we'd see overnight change immediately. Anyway, that's my comment, man.
I totally appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, Tim. I wanted to kind of just piggyback. Yeah, thank you. I was going to piggyback on what Tim was saying right now. John Wesley said, give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. I care not a straw whether they be clergymen or laymen. We will shake the gates of hell. Is that not what we're missing today? Yeah, it is. You know, and I want to tell you again, I'm not here to magnify the wrong, but I am here to show you where you need to correct yourself before a just and a holy God, because your sin is before God. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. And it's your duty and obligation before God, regardless of who you are, what your stature may be, or who you are in society. It applies to every single one of us, God's law does. And it's for us to repent and to move on what we are in Christ and putting on Christ, not putting on the old man. And quit being a bunch of people pleasers. We're not looking for the approbation of man. We're looking for the approbation of God. And the way to do that is to stand up for what his word declares. And there's so little of that as well. Matter of fact, I just got these little bunny trails. We're shooting from the hip. We're going to the Holy Ghost here today, friends. But I wanted to highlight one of the quotes that I just seen, I believe, from J.C. Ryle. He said, laughter, ridicule, opposition, and persecution are often the only reward which Christ followers get from this world. Laughter, ridicule, opposition, and persecution are often the only reward which Christ's followers get from the world. He's right on. He's exactly right on. See, people have been taught, again, through the hirelings, read John 10:10, friends. But they've been taught through the hirelings just the exact opposite, that when these things happen, it's of the devil. Well, it may be him behind these persecutions and trials and tribulations, but guess what? God always allows himself to show up in the fire if you're willing to do so, to perfect the gold and to mint it. And that's me and you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you to Michael Roach, our friend over at Before It's News, for the live cast. We appreciate your trust. We're talking about right now the school shooting. And the headline on the American Conservative is this: school shooters on anti-Christian left. This is the mindset the American people have taken on. Hey, folks, I've said it a million times, but you continuously talk the same language that you've been taught to say through the media that you don't believe, which counters and is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. They called it school shooters on anti-Christian left. How many times have I defined the left, friends, as criminals? How many times have I said that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there would be no left? There wouldn't be. So the strength of your right is what you used to call the left. In other words, putting it in another way here, friends, today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats. That's what they are. There's no difference, and it's unconstitutional. And furthermore, does it not also show you what America you tolerate? This is the fruit of what they call the left. This is the fruit of what they call the left. Two little kids, one's a homosexual, another one is a female transitioning into male. Who can fuse that young person? And Tim was talking about this and abortion, and it reminds me of a girl named Nicole Beercroft, who ended up going into, in St. Paul, Minnesota, she went inside of a laundromat, and she stabbed her baby 130 times. Who taught her that? Abortion. You've allowed government sanctioning the murder of the innocent to teach young people how to commit the crime. That is your left. That is your left. I want to give you yes, thank you, Lord. I'm hearing this stuff as clear as day. And the Holy Ghost, the Lord, we serve the living God, not the God of the dead. And I'm just getting these bubbling up in me right now, and I want you to listen to this because it's exactly right. Speaking of the topic of abortion, going line upon line, precept upon precept concerning what I'm highlighting right now. I want you to listen to this, friends, because it's exactly right on. And whoever thought this through was great. They pondered it. They muttered it. And this is what they came out with. Okay? And I'm scrolling. We're doing live radio right now, so I'm scrolling up to see this that comes to my aid right now, which will add a lot of times these quotes, these slogans, these one-liners are the whole show for people. And I want to stick to that because my objective here is to feed people spiritually. I want to bring wheat. I want to bring the bread of life. I don't want to bring sand, right? But I should be coming up here any day now. Any day now. We're in our final segment right now, waiting for it to pull up. And I think I'm getting close. Here it is. You ready for this? Abortion is murder. Listen to this, Mimi. Pretty much the only thing that pro-life legislation has accomplished is define when, where, and how preborn children may be legally murdered. They're not legally murdered, by the way. It's still illegal before God. It always will be. I don't care what man calls it. But I want you to listen carefully. This is the best that you have concerning what you call the right on the topic of abortion. Okay? Pretty much the only thing that pro-life legislation has accomplished is to define when, where, and how preborn children may be legally murdered. That's exactly right. It hasn't been abolished. And how many presidents have promised the American people that they were going to put an end to it? And for those that didn't know, did you know that the President of the United States of America has the power of the sword to stop the criminals that are killing babies the very first day in the people's White House? That's a fact. But this is the best that you have on the right, friends. And it's the same thing with gun control today. You have an alleged self-proclaimed Republican president today that is disarming you on the very topic which we have been talking about. Going back to, friends. I don't know how many times I've spoken publicly thousands of times. Sharing these exact same points. I'll return. I'll be called back to go to the same place with a new group of people. I'll hear the same people in some cases that have been there before, previously at one of my meetings, talking the same way as if to suggest I didn't say a thing the first time I was there. It's the adults. You know, it's this way, folks, and let it be said. Look at the world the grown-ups have made for the younger generation. Look at what, I'm not responsible for the way things are. What have you done to stop it? If not you, then who? If not now, then when? I'm just curious. When does I'll do it tomorrow come to pass? You know, procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. You know, for those watching me and for those listening to me right now, don't put off what you should do today. Don't put off what you should do today tomorrow. Don't do it. Because if you take the time to do it today, then you don't have to worry about doing it tomorrow. And the Bible clearly tells me that the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. And we see who is bearing rule today. It's the wicked. And the wicked bear rule because, again, the good people in the United States of America do nothing. Okay? And for those that do nothing, you are just as guilty. For those that you're an accomplice to the very crimes that are being committed against we the people. It's my job, friends. I'm a preacher. It's my job to push the other way. You ever see that little picture with a sheep? Oh, there's literally thousands of sheep going over the end of the cliff, and there's one standing on the end of the cliff going the other direction. That's Bradley. That's me. What's also me, friends, is to continuously tell you that what's going on in your country is deception, majorly, by a small group of people that you tolerate. It's not fictitious what I'm telling you. I know a lot of people like fictitious books, but this isn't one of those. But we do know that the truth is stranger than fiction to some, isn't it? Yeah? And these are the people that I'm talking to even now. I want to get back to this really quick. And I want to say this, and then I'm going to end the show with the J.C. Ryle quote. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Your government today is hard at work attempting to strip you all the more of your rights. And by the way, in arming agencies that have been created to war against you. That's all out there for you to see, friends. This isn't fictitious again. This is facts. It's not a conspiracy, friends. All facts. And facts are stubborn things, aren't they? I want you to listen to this. To disarm the people is the most effective way to enslave them. Who's looking to enslave you more than today's politicians, more than today's administration? Nobody. George Mason said that, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith. The debates in several state conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, this beyond Flag Day, June 14, 1788. Wow. So, countering again what you're being taught, friends, and going against the flow, I'm here to tell you what your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, your Declaration of Independence, your founding documents have to say. All premised on the Bible, standing against the spirit of the world that continuously inundates you with lie after lie after lie after lie. We were talking about, final 2 minutes, we were talking about what a real Christian is and what they have to expect. J.C. Ryle said this, and it's good for us all to take heed to what he has to say. The cost of being a real Christian, said J.C. Ryle, is it costs something to be a real Christian according to the standard of the Bible. There are enemies to be overcome, battles to be fought, sacrifices to be made, an Egypt to be forsaken, a wilderness to be passed through, a cross to be carried, a race to be run. Conversion is not putting a person in an armchair and taking them easily to heaven. It is the beginning of a mighty conflict in which it costs much to win the victory. And keep in mind, the price that's been paid is already the price that needed to be paid, because it was Jesus that said, it is finished. But it's ours to follow the Christ, bearing our cross and denying ourselves every step of the way. And in the process of doing that, we have almost a double-pronged show today, friends. But what is it that we have to expect in standing up and telling the truth? Well, exactly what's happening today. So all you have to do is to tell the truth today, friends, and you get in trouble for telling the truth, right? Well, as we say here, friends, tell the truth and shame the devil. That's what we're doing, and it's what we're going to continuously do until the end of time, or our allotted time given unto us by our Creator. What we have to expect is laughter, ridicule, opposition, and persecution. They're often the only reward which Christ followers get from this world. But I want to tell you, a greater reward for all of this, friends, is the presence of the Most High God, who promises to be our inheritance as we are His, and as He promises to walk among us in 2 Corinthians, starting in 6:17. Read it till the very end of the chapter. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.